It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood, and coming up, why the roof of Africa is losing its crown of ice. First, this note on emerging science from Bobby Bascom.
New research shows that dragonflies can travel up to 100 miles a day in patterns that are very similar to migrating birds. Scientists at Princeton University attach radio transmitters weighing 1/100th of an ounce to the undersides of 14 green darner dragonflies and monitored their habits for 12 days. The results? Both birds and dragonflies start migrating when temperatures begin to drop in the fall. Each group builds up reserves of body fat before migrating, wait for favorable winds, take extended periods of rest, reorient themselves if they get lost, and use the same navigational markers on the landscape. Of the 5,200 dragonfly species in the world, 50 of them migrate, and of those, 9 are found in North America. The green darner migrates from the northern United States and Canada as far south as Mexico. But the trip south is a one-way ride. The adult dragonflies mate in the south, and only their offspring return north in the spring. Fossil records show dragonflies appeared about 140 million years before birds. So, instead of saying dragonflies migrate like birds, it might be more accurate to say that birds migrate like dragonflies. That's this week's note on emerging science. I'm Bobby Bascom.